Welcome back to another deep dive.
Yeah.
Today, we are looking at a collision of two worlds that, frankly, usually stay on opposite sides of the room.
Yeah, that's a good way to put it.
On one side, you've got the high-speed, automated, maybe slightly terrifying world of modern content infrastructure.
And on the other, the deeply complex, regulated, and I mean absolutely critical world of healthcare information management.
It sounds like a real odd couple.
Yeah.
But that friction is usually where the interesting stuff happens, right?
Hmm.
We normally look at these tech stacks in isolation, but today we're jamming them together.
Exactly.
So to set the stage, I want to start with this concept that kept popping up in the reading, content saturation. It's this idea that the whole economy has shifted. You know, a decade ago, the problem was distribution, getting your video on TV or your song on the radio.
Mm.
Now, platforms like Spotify, YouTube, they give us infinite shelf space.
Right. The shelves are infinite, but the factories are still running at human speed.
That's a great way of putting it.
We are effectively bottling our content by hand in a world that demands, you know, industrial scale. The bottleneck isn't where do we put it. It's how do we make enough of it without just burning out our teams?
And that is the perfect entry for today's case study. We are going to look at a specific engine called AutoContent API, which promises to solve that exact bottleneck. And we're going to hypothetically plug it in to the operations of a very real, very established company called GoldCare.
And GoldCare is the perfect test subject for this because they aren't some trendy startup. They are absolute veterans.
Oh, totally. I was looking at their history. They've been around since the late 80s with partnerships going back to 1994. They build software for home and community care, children's services, long-term care. I mean, if you go to mygoldcare.com, you see right away this is heavy-duty stuff.
This is the data that keeps people healthy and safe. It's serious.
So the mission for this deep dive is to see if a tool designed for, like, hyperscalability in media can actually solve the nitty-gritty operational headaches of a healthcare software provider.
Yeah, can content infrastructure actually help a nurse or a care worker do their job better? That's the real question.
Let's get into the sources. We have the technical docs from AutoContent API, including this report they did called the Automated Enterprise. And then we've got all the operational details and testimonials from GoldCare's own platform.
Okay.
But I have to stop you before we get too deep. When I hear AI content, I immediately picture, you know, a chatbot. I picture typing a prompt into ChatGPT and getting some generic blog post. Is that what we're talking about here?
No, and that is probably the most important distinction to make right off the bat. The sources are really emphatic about this. AutoContent API is not a chatbot.
Okay.
It is described as infrastructure. Think of it less like an artist you commission to paint something and more like a factory line you build to assemble cars.
That's a big difference. But what does that mean practically?
It means it's headless. It just,
yeah.
It operates in the background. There is no chat window. And the whole concept is content transformation, not content generation.
Okay, walk me through that. Transformation versus generation.
Think about GoldCare. They already have the data. They have these massive PDF manuals, clinical guidelines, compliance reports, all those success stories on their website.
Right.
They don't need an AI to hallucinate a new healthcare strategy for them. That would be genuinely dangerous.
I mean, healthcare, yeah, you definitely do not want the AI getting creative with the facts.
Exactly. They have the truth. They just need that truth transformed in a different format so people can actually consume it. So the API just sits there waiting for a trigger.
Like what?
You drop a PDF into a folder, or you publish a new page on mygoldcare.com, and the system just wakes up. It reads the source, and then it simultaneously outputs a podcast, an explainer video, a social media snippet, and a summary.
So it's a multiplier. You put one asset in a boring text document, and you get, what, 5 multimedia assets out the other side?
Precisely. And that brings us to the client. Let's look at who GoldCare actually is, because understanding their pain really helps us understand why they would need this.
They deal with some serious complexity. Their product, Sweet Cloud Care. Next, My Cloud Care, their mobile stuff. It handles everything from payroll to clinical management.
It's end to end.
And they pride themselves on being adaptable. I saw a stat that their average customer tenure is 15 years.
Which in the software world is basically an eternity.
It is. But here's the thing about the sectors they serve. Home care and long-term care. These are not office jobs. These are high-stress, high-turnover environments.
And that is where we hit the first major friction point. Let's talk about this support and training bottleneck.
Okay, paint the picture for me. Why is training such a nightmare in this sector?
Okay, so imagine you're a home care worker. You are not sitting at a desk with dual monitors and a latte. You're in your car. It's raining. You have maybe 10 minutes to get to the next patient's house.
Okay.
And you just got a notification that the software has been updated with a new compliance protocol for logging medication.
And usually that update comes as what? A 5-page PDF attached to an email?
Or a link to some wiki page, yeah. Now, be honest, in that 10-minute drive, are you going to pull over, squint at your phone, and read a 5-page legal document?
Not a chance. I'm listening to the radio or calling my spouse.
Exactly. Your mental availability is zero. But the compliance requirement is very real. If they don't know the new protocol, mistakes can happen. This is where the Private Podcast Network use case from the auto content report is fascinating.
So how does the factory line solve the rainy car problem?
GoldCare's IT team sets up a workflow. When that new compliance PDF is finalized, it gets dropped into a watched folder. The Auto Content API picks it up, analyzes the text, and automatically scripts and records a two-person dialogue, kind of like this one, explaining the changes.
Wait, so it generates an audio file where two AI hosts discuss the new medication logging rules?
Yes, and it pushes that audio file directly to a private podcast feed that the care worker has on their phone. So now when they get back in the car, they just hit play, they listen to the update while they drive.
That shifts the dynamic completely. You're turning dead time commuting into learning time.
Oh, right.
And you aren't asking them to read legal text, you're just giving them a conversation.
It creates what the report calls omnichannel ubiquity. You meet the user where they are. And because it's an API, GoldCare didn't have to hire voice actors or book a studio. It just happened automatically, the second the PDF was approved.
That's the internal side. But GoldCare also has that client portal, MyCloudCare. If I'm a family member trying to check on my dad's care schedule, I'm probably stressed, confused, and I definitely don't want to read a manual.
No, you want someone to just show you. The explainer video endpoint is the solution here. The API can crawl the documentation pages for MyCloudCare and automatically generate 60 to 90 second videos for every single feature.
So instead of read the manual link, there's a button that just says, watch how to do this.
Exactly. And an avatar in the video walks you through it. The report mentions that explainers on landing pages significantly reduce support tickets. If a user can watch a clip on how to check billing history, they don't call the help desk.
That's massive for scalability. Essentially, GoldCare can clone their best support agent and have them explain every single feature on the site 24/7 without ever getting tired.
And it lets their human support team focus on the complex, weird problems while the automated video content handles all the routine stuff.
I want to shift gears a bit to the marketing side because GoldCare has some incredible assets that are, well, currently just sitting there gathering dust. I was reading their testimonials, this one from Dave Rolfson at Interior Health.
Ah, yes, the 20-year veteran.
Right, 20 years. Then there's Carol Frighton from Yelltown House Society, partnered since 1994. These are glowing reviews.
Yeah.
But right now, they're just blocks of text on a website.
And we know that in the current, you know, attention economy, text blocks are basically invisible. People scroll right past them.
So how does the API wake that content up?
The API has a video shorts endpoint. It creates those vertical 9.16 videos you see on TikTok or LinkedIn. GoldCare could take those testimonials, take Danielle Marchello's quote about the stellar support, and have an AI avatar narrate it as a success story video.
With captions and everything.
With dynamic captions, background stock footage, the works. So you turn a static quote into a piece of video content that actually stops the scroll on LinkedIn.
Okay, but this is where we have to look at the math. The report talks about this concept of logarithmic production.
Right.
Break that down for me. I haven't done math since high school.
Okay, think about the old way linear production. If GoldCare wanted to make a testimonial video, they hire a crew, script it, edit it. Maybe that costs, I don't know, $500 or $1,000 per video.
Sure.
If they want 10 videos, it costs 10 times that amount. The cost goes up in a straight line with the volume.
Okay, that makes sense.
With the API, the report estimates the cost is about 400 credits, which is roughly 4 euros per video.
4 euros? Wait, hold on. You're telling me they can produce a broadcast quality video for the price of a fancy coffee?
Yes, because the expensive part, the human labor of filming and editing, is just gone. This is logarithmic. Once the system is set up, making 100 videos doesn't cost 100 times the effort. It costs barely anything more than making one.
That changes the strategy entirely. GoldCare doesn't have to pick their top 3 clients to feature. They can make a video for every single happy client. They can flood their social channels with social proof.
That's the power of the engine. It turns scarcity into abundance.
Now, I need to be a bit of a skeptic here. The report also mentioned voice cloning. It suggested GoldCare could clone the voice of their executives, like Alistair Forsythe, the VP of Digital Health at VHA Home Healthcare, to do updates.
Yes, that is a capability.
But isn't that a little, I don't know, Black Mirror? If I'm a client and I find out the update I just listened to wasn't actually Alistair speaking, but a clone, Do I feel cheated? Doesn't that damage the trust GoldCare relies on?
That is a very valid concern, and it's one every company has to weigh. But look at it from the efficiency angle. If GoldCare wants to release a weekly state-of-the-industry update to keep their clients informed, well, Alistair is a busy man. He doesn't have time to sit in a recording booth every single Friday.
So the trade-off is frequency.
Exactly. If they use a cloned voice, and they label it clearly as an AI reading, by the way, transparency is key, they can communicate more often. The marketing team can write the script based on his notes, generate the audio, and ship it. It keeps the leadership's voice in the mix without consuming all of the leadership's time.
I suppose if they are transparent about it, here's an AI reading of this week's update from Alistair. That could work. It's better than silence.
And speaking of silence versus noise, let's talk about authority. GoldCare is in a regulated industry. Rules change. Compliance is a constant nightmare.
This is where the deep research capabilities came up in the notes. This idea that the API isn't just a writer, it's a reader.
It uses agents to browse the live web. This is crucial because standard AI models are, you know, frozen in time. They don't know what happened this morning. But the Auto Content API can go to sec.gov. It can scan the Canadian government's health sites. It can read the Financial Times.
So GoldCare could set up a kind of watchdog task.
Exactly. Imagine a recurring task that runs every 24 hours. Scan for any and all changes in long-term care compliance in Ontario. The API does the reading, filters out all the noise, and generates a briefing document.
That's incredibly powerful. GoldCare could turn around and send that briefing directly to their clients. Hey, the government just changed this rule, and here's what it means for your software.
Suddenly, GoldCare isn't just a vendor who sells you a database. They're a news source. They're an intelligence partner. If they tell you about a new regulation before the government even sends you the letter, you are never canceling that contract.
That builds serious stickiness. And I guess that flows right into that programmatic SEO concept we saw.
This is the growth engine. GoldCare wants to be found by people looking for solutions, but people search for very, very specific things. They search for software for nursing homes in Vancouver or home care scheduling in Toronto.
And usually companies try to make landing pages for those terms, but they end up being what Google calls thin content. Just the same copy-paste text that looks really spammy.
Right, and Google hates that. But with Auto Content API, GoldCare could generate thousands of unique pages. The Deep Research API writes a specific guide for Vancouver regulations. The Video API makes a unique video about home care in British Columbia. The Audio API creates a localized podcast guide.
So you have a rich multimedia page for every possible search term, and it's all generated automatically.
And because it's rich content, video, audio, high-quality text, Google sees it as valuable. You aren't spamming. You're just answering specific questions at scale.
I have to ask, though, there are free tools out there. We've all seen Google's Notebook LM. It does that audio overview thing, and it's free. Why would a company like GoldCare pay for an API when they can just drag and drop files into a free tool?
That is the Notebook LM gap. Notebook LM is fantastic, but it's a consumer tool. It's manual. You have to be there dragging the file, waiting for it, downloading it.
You can't run a business on drag and drop.
Exactly. GoldCare needs enterprise-grade solutions. They need automation. They need to hook this up to Zapier or Meek.com so that it happens while they sleep. They need security protocols that free tools don't offer. And maybe most importantly, they need languages.
Right. GoldCare is Canadian. That means English and French are completely non-negotiable.
And what about global expansion? The Auto Content API supports over 50 languages.
Over 50. So that training video we were talking about earlier.
The one created in English for the Toronto team, it can be instantly transcribed, translated, and resynthesized into French for Quebec, or Spanish for a new market, or Chinese.
And crucially, without hiring a completely new creative team for every single language.
That's the logarithmic scale again. In the old world, five languages meant five times the budget. In this new world, adding a language is just a parameter change in the API code. It allows GoldCare to have that omnichannel ubiquity globally, not just locally,
So when we zoom out and look at this pairing, GoldCare and Auto Content API, it feels like a fundamental shift in how we even think about content.
It is. We are moving from a world of content creation to a world of content transformation. The value isn't in sitting down and typing the words anymore. The value is in having the correct data, which GoldCare absolutely has, and the right infrastructure to shapeshift that data into whatever the user needs at that moment.
Whether they need a podcast in the car, a video on a landing page, or a briefing document in their inbox.
Exactly. It's all about fluidity.
Before we wrap up, I want to touch on one final, slightly futuristic concept that was in the source notes, the agentic web. We talked about SEO, but this goes a step further, right?
Mm-hmm. It does. And this is the part that I think a company like GoldCare really needs to pay attention to. Right now, we build websites for humans to read. But in the very near future, I mean, it's already starting, the primary visitors to mygoldcare.com might not be humans.
They'll be AI agents, like Gemini or ChatGPT, just browsing the web to answer a user's question.
Right. If I ask my AI, what is the best software for Canadian home care? That AI has to go out and read the web to find the answer.
And if GoldCare's website is just a mess of unstructured text, the AI might just miss it or misunderstand it.
Exactly. But if GoldCare uses an engine like this to create structured data, clear transcripts of their videos, and organized research reports, they are making their content machine readable.
So they aren't just marketing to people anymore. They're optimizing their business to be understood by the machines that people are starting to trust.
That is the provocative thought I want to leave everyone with. Are you building content for eyes, or are you building content for algorithms? Because to win in the next decade, you absolutely have to do both.
That is a lot to mull over. It seems like the plumbing of the internet is changing, and companies like GoldCare are in a prime position to take advantage if they're willing to embrace the machine. That's it for this deep dive into the engine behind the content. Thanks for listening, and we'll catch you on the next one.